Hot 105, we're speaking to author Kobe Williams. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Quite well. Very excited. You have authored a book, and you're going to be reading from your book on Tuesday, July the 2nd, 2024. We're excited to have you come to South Florida.
Yeah, so the event I have taken off, I got a book coming out, a memoir about my life story, redemption, and all that, the mistakes I made in my life at the beginning, and how I was able to overcome that and get my life back on the right track. You know, I'm partnered with my brothers down there, my brothers and sisters, a circle of brotherhood down there. You know, they hosting a great event for me. I'm looking forward, thank them very much, because they in the field like I'm in the field doing violence prevention work all over.
You're coming Tuesday, July 2nd at the Circle of Brotherhood's headquarters, which is located at the Dr. Dorothy Bindross Meningall Social and Economic Development Institute, located in the city, 5120 Northwest 24th Avenue. And what time do you start Tuesday evening?
So we'll start, I think, about 6.
And I understand you're going to have some guests with you?
Yes, I'm going to have a special guest. Two former great NBA players, Joakim Noah and Tony Allen.
Wow, Joakim Noah, I mean, professional basketball player. You see France, you've seen what France has done in the recent NBA draft. And, of course, he went to UF, played with the Bulls, the Grizzlies, the Clippers, the Knicks. And you also have, and you got Tony Allen, former Boston Celtic, one of the greatest defensive minds ever to play basketball, also with the Grizzlies. How did you get these guys?
I mean, me and Joakim been doing work together over decades and all that. And I met him on Twitter a decade ago because he saw a documentary I was in called The Interrupters, and we connected on social media. Now we became brothers, and we doing a lot of great things, like in Chicago. Me and him working with 28 violence prevention organizations, doing a league called One City, bringing youth together for different walks of life to unite them. The basketball is just a hook, but we got a lot of more workshops and everything we have going on in Chicago.
Mr. Williams, in your book, what are some of the things that you might see in Miami or Chicago or any major city, even rural areas now?
I just want people to understand, man, we're in this all together. You're not alone. And I want brothers and sisters to understand we can unite. And that's what we're about, uniting everybody and bringing together as one and letting people know it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. But I want my book to be able to inspire people and motivate people and let people know, man, we can do this. And I want people to know redemption is real. Redemption is really real. You can redeem yourself regardless of what anybody might say, because I want this book to be known out there with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody, it's a must-read book. It talk about redemption. It talk about skills and mediation. It talk about a lot of great things and all that. And it talk about violence prevention as a whole.
Mr. Williams, are you going to be reading from your book?
Yes, I'm thinking I might read a chapter or two of the book.
And how can we get your book?
InterruptViolence.com. InterruptViolence.com. Please, man, it's a must-read. It tell a lot of great things. It helped guide, like a toolkit, it helped guide what we're going through every day in this life. You know, it helped brothers and sisters understand just because you have disagreement, you ain't got to lead to violence.
Is this book only for young people? Can a grandmother or a concerned uncle or aunt read this book and identify?
Everybody could get something out of it, because people need to understand, man, violence is making our country sick, so violence affects everybody. And when you be exposed to violence at an early age, you just see more and more and more violence. So people need to understand the people who we trying to reach, the young people and different people with different walks of life and all that. People got to understand what they've been through and what they're going through. Then they could look at things a little different, and they could get a real grasp why people act the way they act.
The name of the book is Interrupting Violence. We have the author, Kobe Williams, and you'll be signing and reading from your book at the Circle of Brotherhood's headquarters at 5120 Northwest 24th Avenue at the Dr. Dorothy Bindross Meningall Social and Economic Institute at 6:30 p.m. And you're bringing former NBA greats Tony Allen and Joakim Noah. I wish you much success. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Thank you very much for having me, and looking forward to meeting you all.